Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
His blue-eyed brilliance bewitched you from Band of Brothers to Billionaire, and now he's swapping Treading the Boards for Strumming the Chords. His UK music tour continues next Wednesday in Watford, so please welcome the hunk from Homeland himself. It's the dashing Damian Lewis!
All right, Damian!
What an introduction! Now what?
Yeah, well, you just put the living Lewis. I know what you thought. Evans is playing the album. He's playing tracks from the album. He's talking about the album. I just stay in the loop for as long as possible. He'll play some more, and it worked.
Yeah, so sorry well Virgin done. Listeners. Had to pop him to the office.
It was very good. Damian Lewis UK tour, as Vassa says, continues next Wednesday in Watford. You've already done some. How did it go down? What have you learned? What are you looking forward to? Where can people come and see you?
Oh, now then. Well, it's the Mission Creep tour. So yep. the first tour went, which is the first record that that I wrote, and the first tour went so well. We came out again, and we were in East Sussex over the weekend, and Southend nice. Up in Essex at the Palace Theatre.
Nice.
And on the 20th, we're in Watford, and then we got a big gig at the famous Academy, O2 Academy in Oxford on the 22nd.
Friday.
Yeah, looking forward
nice
to playing
Friday
Oxford.
Night out.
You know, one of my favourite all-time bands from there, Radiohead. And, you know, so yeah, look, that's a big gig. Looking forward to that. And then through to the end of March up until Easter.
Lovely. So you got Friday 22nd, Oxford. Sunday the 24th of March, Stroud, the Sub Room sold out.
Which I believe is sold
out.
I think it's sold out.
Well done. Monday 25th, Poole, The Lighthouse. Wednesday the 27th, Norwich Epic Studios. Thursday the 28th, Cambridge, The Junction. So a Monday night gig in Poole at The Lighthouse in March. All right. Admittedly towards the end of March, but it's still a Monday in March, but it doesn't matter because it's in Poole. People in Poole just know how to party regardless of what day of the week it is.
I'm just looking forward to telling my Dorset joke when I'm down there.
Can you tell it on the air?
Yeah.
Can you or not?
Yeah, careful. I can. No, I can.
All right. You sure? Why are you laughing much if it's all right to say?
No, because
you know it.
Yes. It always takes a beat for people to get it. I went to Poole.
Rachel, hang on. Rachel, are you okay with this?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's not dirty. I'm a family man, Rach.
Good.
I went to Poole last weekend. In Dorset, yeah, recommend it highly.
All right, so it was a two-hander.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to do
I went
again.
To Poole last weekend. I was in Poole last weekend.
In Dorset. No, you can't.
Yeah, recommend it highly.
Very good.
I'd like to act
very
with you.
Good.
I want to appear with Damian Lewis.
Is that your joke?
Yeah, it's the same joke, yeah. It's that, you know, cricketing holiday in, you know, the Caribbean. My wife went on a cricketing holiday in the Caribbean, Jamaica. No, she went of her own accord. That sort of thing.
That was awful.
I was trying to remember it. I don't know where cricketing came in.
By the way, why did your wife go on a cricketing holiday in the Caribbean?
It's the same family.
Oh, jeez.
It's the family.
It was a bit of a heavy lift, to be honest, to get there.
My wife went to...
No, you can't.
My wife went on a cricketing holiday in Poole.
Yes. In Dorset?
In Dorset.
She loved it. Yeah, she says she.
No, she went of her own accord.
Oh,
we're blending.
Move on.
By the way, it's not a comedy tour. It's a music tour. DamianLewisMusic.com. You love your music. You mentioned Radiohead. You know, I gave your album a good listening to again last night and this morning on the way in, and I did genuinely like it the first time around, right?
Thank you.
I love it now.
Do you? That's nice. Thank you.
I think it happens a lot with albums, doesn't it? It's just the second listen onwards is completely different to the first listen. So the second listen onwards has a relationship with the third and the fourth and the 37th and the 112th listen.
Yeah.
But the first listen is its own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
I agree.
A private island somewhere.
Yeah. You do need to. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of information to take on, isn't there? In the first listen of a record. So I think you can delve a bit and develop a relationship with it over time. I mean, you know, back in the day, we were all, you know, Friday, you know, for the new album or singles down our price, weren't we? Just waiting for that. And then you listened to it all weekend, didn't you? So, And we struggle to listen to albums now because we're handed these incredible playlists by all these DSPs, but actually it prevents you from doing a deeper dive on the album.
Yeah, and I listen to your album on Spotify, and even, you know, that your album has a video that comes up with it, which is really important, I think, because it's you singing on stage, sometimes the song that's playing, sometimes not the song that's playing, but it keeps your attention, because otherwise, if you like, speaking to what you just said there, is that if you listen to an album on Spotify, it's surrounded by other albums saying, listen to me now, it's like, I'm listening to this one now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, it's like buying a ticket to a comedy gig, isn't it? As long as you sort of half funny, they're going to meet you halfway, and it's going to be all the fun.
It's a bit like being on a dating app, isn't it? Please don't swipe left. Don't swipe yet.
But if you
just get through a few songs,
if you had to go to the record shop to buy your album and then make sure, you know, nobody sat in on the bus on the way home and you didn't bend the sides of the beautiful sleeve, and then you get it out and you put it on, there's so much investment in that. You're going to stick around to listen to it all and again and again and again. Mm. You know, and it's got a chance, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's
hope
different
so.
Now.
Hope so. That's the idea. That's the idea.
You mentioned Radiohead there. I can hear Radiohead in the album. I did some notes this time around.
This is unbelievable.
So there's Bowie in there.
The preparation that goes on for this show.
Holding My Roof, I heard a bit of Donald Fagen.
Yes.
Does this all make sense to you?
Yeah. You're nailing all the references.
McCartney making plans?
Yes. Stroke bit of T-Rex, maybe.
Well, I said T-Rex. I said T-Rex on the air.
You did say T-Rex.
I introduced it with McCartney, A Flaming Pie, and Get Back. And then halfway through, I said, bit of T-Rex going on. Leonard Cohen, why? Of course.
Yeah, that's an old Jelly Roll Morton song. That's a cover, actually.
Yeah.
That's,
there's a couple of covers on
and
there.
And then Leon Redbone covered it beautifully.
Boz Scaggs, 10cc, Never Judge a Man by His Umbrella. I actually did. I threw in a Never Judge a Man by His Umbrella line over the top because I wanted it to come in sooner. Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
Boz Scaggs, you up with Boz Scaggs?
That is a biography written by a spy called Nicholas Elliott, who was betrayed by his great friend Kim Philby. And he called it Never Judge a Man by His Umbrella. So that was the name of the book. So I thought, well, what a great title for a song. And then wrote a song about
spies. Do we
have
umbrella action in the Lewis household?
Yeah, because I've got a very posh umbrella from Smith, J. Smith and Sons, down on Gower Street. You know, that beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, with the barrel windows.
Yeah.
The windows cost more than the building, I would imagine.
My gorgeous wife, Helen, bought me one there a few years ago. But they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful works of art.
Yeah, and it's one of those shops that has ye olde writing that says established 18-something.
Yes.
On there.
Yeah.
If it starts with an 18, because now you're quite, you know, established 1993. You think, well, that was just big breakfast time.
Vintage.
But actually, it's not bad, is it? 31 years.
If it's ye, if it starts ye. Go in.
Yeah. We talked about Yeovil. Bowler hats earlier on. Bowler hats and umbrellas going
no,
together.
No, I love Yeovil.
She comes, bit of Van Morrison, bit of Astral Weeks, bit of Coney Island.
Yeah, a little bit John Martin in there. Yeah. But
and then Peter Sartor.
Even a bit of Donovan, I'm not ashamed to say.
Well, there's Donovan, Peter Sartor that I put down for other stuff.
Yeah. It's probably She Comes in there. Yeah, a little bit of that.
Last Train to Clarksville, Monkeys for My Little One, Creeping again.
Yeah, My Little One, Mystery Train.
All right.
Elvis. I'd take Monkeys. I won't take the Monkeys.
You won't take the Monkeys? Okay, well, I'm going to challenge you on that then, because I'm glad you challenged me. Can we have Little One?
And I'm sure I'm supposed to have hidden my tracks a little bit.
Here we go. No, it's not about that.
Pardon the pun.
I know it's very good. I know it's sort of dangerous for someone to do it, but we know each other. And it's a game that I play. I bet you play it, listen to other people.
No, all the time, of course.
Here we go.
Sorry, Radiohead. You know, Tom's always sort of, I don't know Tom. Hello, Tom. I've never met you.
I really want to meet you, Tom.
I really want to meet you in Oxford.
My friend.
If you happen to be in Oxford on the 22nd. But he's always talking about canned heat, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay, here's my claim. Mind you, there were different ears this morning on the way into the ears now. You do have a different ear earlier on in the morning. I'm saying there's monkeys to be found in them there, My Little One Hills. Have a listen.
Take the last
first train to Clarksville. I will meet you at the station.
All right, guilty as charged.
No. By the way, it was very slowly downed. I just like playing this game. And then Such
Unite...
As long
as the Marvin Gaye estate can't sue me, I'll be all right.
Nobody minds. Such Unite... I'm thinking about a speakeasy, a smoke-filled speakeasy.
Yeah, which one?
Chicago, for Such Unite.
Such Unite is a cover.
Yeah, I know.
That's Dr. John.
Yeah, you're loving it. You're eating it up, aren't you?
I love Dr. John. Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was good to, nine of the songs are mine, and then there are three covers, and was a way of referencing, I suppose, the music that was influencing the way I was writing.
You clearly love it, basically. You clearly love it.
And Neil, Your Harvest Moon is maybe the most beautiful song ever.
Yeah. White Shade of Pearl, pretty much similar. Soho Tango, I thought a bit of Jack Johnson going on there, but I don't think Jack Johnson would be around Soho 2 a.m. in the morning. He may well be. The whole Soho Tango thing, though, I was like, okay, who was she? Is it biographical? Is it not biographical? Because I know that we have lots of very famous musicians that come in here that you know and I know as friends as well as musicians doing their thing. And they write about break. So the last time, big breakup songs. Like, but I know they're happily married. Yeah. So I'm like, who are you writing about? They go, oh, it's not. It doesn't have to be about you. Soho Tango. Tell me more.
Well, that is autobiographical, and I spent a long time standing on a street corner, chatting up, and chatting up. I've used every line I've got. I must have sealed the deal. Surely we're going to jump in a cab together.
Great, man.
Cab came by. She jumped right in it and left.
Yeah. Midnight as well.
Said okay, bye.
After midnight this morning on the way in, it's like it made my blood run cold at all the times that we've had in the past. Where Anton Deck are never to be seen. Do you know about this?
Yeah, well, no.
Anton Deck are never to be seen because Anton Deck say together, nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah, that's right.
You just think it does at the time. And that's it, isn't it?
It's good. But, I'm going to Anton Deck. Really? Midnight? That's it. Mine's 2 a.m.
Is it 2 a.m.?
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Do we have a wishing hour?
2 a.m.
Mine's about 9:30.
Is it?
Nothing good happens after
wasn't
half past nine.
Was it just an Ovaltine?
Yeah. A mint tea in bed.
What about when you hear the birds beginning to tweet?
No one likes that. That creates panic.
If you do like that...
That creates panic.
You're a crazy person.
Yeah.
That creates
that
panic.
That is the moment you go, oh.
Back in the day. But no one likes that.
Yeah, Edinburgh festivals.
Never happens still?
No one likes that.
Festivals?
Well, filming, of course, happens
filming,
a little bit.
Yeah, but that's allowed, though, isn't it?
Film through the night. And then you have this... The only way you can sleep at that point is you have this odd thing of having a beer at, 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning.
Does that work?
Yeah, it does. It's the only way you go to sleep. So you just have a little bottle of beer before you go to sleep and it knocks you out. But otherwise, you've just sort of recharged again and you're flying.
Yeah, night sheets.
And I'm going to just go through the day.
Yeah, you've done a load of night sheets, haven't you?
Yeah, too
many. You've lived in the night.
Too many. I just shot a vampire movie, actually.
Tell us about your vampire movie.
Based on the Matt Haig book, The Radleys. Right. And, so bit of night shooting there.
I haven't Radleys.
Got to do a bit at night Radleys with a vampire.
Yeah. Midnight Library and all that stuff.
Yeah. Right, he's wonderful.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
What a brain. Have you met him?
Yes, once. Just filming.
All right. So who have you got to meet via your... I mean, music... I can't believe you haven't met... Radiohead guys, I can't believe it.
I know, why is that?
I don't know, because you love music genuinely. You hang around the kind of place they might hang around. You are a genuine bona fide artist. You have a friends group. What do they call them?
Friendship group.
I don't know.
I actually don't, but thanks.
No, but I would imagine that you also. I mean, Billy, my ex, she's lots of musicians, lots of actors,
I've
lots
met
of artists.
Billy.
No, I know, but they say I think she's probably
worked with her, filmed with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah, but she's not in a band.
Yeah, no.
She's had a couple of number ones, but not in a band currently, as we speak.
Well,
in America,
talking about now we're I'm fanboying Tom. We saw The Smile at All Points East in Vicky Park last
That's different.
Summer, which was wonderful, but I didn't go and say hello.
I didn't go and say hello.
I did go back and say hello to Nick Cave, which was one of the
one of the
great moments. And everyone, you get into those situations and everyone, you know, you just, you're fanboying someone and then someone says something nice about something you've done and then you realise you're being fanboyed by someone you think is the coolest person in the world. And,
surely,
and it's a bit, you know, there might be people reaching for the bucket at home right now, as I say, they're sort of vomiting into the corner.
No,
going, oh,
not
yeah,
this
whatever.
Audience.
But
this,
it's really, really lovely.
Yeah, this audience
you
do not
someone
begrudge.
You love.
They're not, they don't begrudge, they celebrate. Yeah. They're happy to inspire and be inspired, our audience. It's all cool, honestly. Because right. it's not about what you say, it's about the energy from where what you say comes from.
Yeah.
And you're saying it with good habit energy, so I think that's fine. But surely if you go backstage...
Have you done yoga this morning?
No.
Can you meditate? You've done something.
Yeah, of course I have. But, yeah, and it's legal. And, but surely if you go backstage and meet Nick Cave, me and Tom York's like going to happen next, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm just, I've got to find a way to gate crash.
What had Nick Cave seen that he liked you in, that he talked about? Which one was it?
He didn't say anything to me.
Right. Okay,
I just said, you're amazing. Wow. I just said thank you a lot. His gig is sort of incredible. It's sort of, because he takes on this sort of messianic sort of
aura,
persona,
presence.
This aura, and people want to touch him, and he puts his hand down, touches people, and he's got to be the other side of 60, and he still stage dives, and he just falls forward, sort of in this
all
Christ-like way, and the audience catch him, and then they just put. It was really like a happening. It was really extraordinary.
If Andy Kaufman,
it was one of the great gigs I've ever been to.
If Andy Kaufman had been a sort of bohemian, esoteric. A musical artist, he may well have been Nick Cave. Maybe.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
When you were in LA doing all your stuff in LA,
yeah.
How involved in the music scene did you get there? Because it's so cool, you know, on Sunset, all the legendary bars, there's always somebody famous playing, you know, sorting some stuff out, having a little think about a big tour. You know.
Before all this happened, I was always the guy that was trying to put together a rap band. And when I say
a rap band,
a band that plays at a rap party after
it's quite punchy.
I've got some dad rap.
Okay,
I used to do dad rap to my kid Gully, and I was walking down the street one day with him and his friend Matty, as I was in the middle of a dad rap, lay down on the pavement and wouldn't move and went stop. And he was only like 11 or something. Anyway, so that was the end of my dad rapping. But after I made a TV show in LA for a couple of years, and then we went down.
What was the name of it?
It was called Life. It was Life, NBC Universal, and it was very popular at the time. And then we played. Harrison Ford's son had a place called Ford Filling Station down in Culver City.
Shut up.
And we went down to Ford Filling Station. We played a gig down there, just put together by people, by the sound department and fellow actors from the cast and crew. We went down, we played a gig down there. So
did you
that was
call
that kind
anything?
Of things what is what I've
name?
Done. Huh?
Did you come up with a name?
Of what?
For the band.
Yeah.
Can you say it's can't say it?
Yeah.
I thought sound department is a good name.
It's another rude Dorset joke.
Okay, No.
We were called the Breezeways.
Okay. The filling station, all right? The Ford filling station.
Ford filling station.
So that's a gig at the venue? Comedy venue?
Yeah,
music venue?
No, it was a restaurant music venue.
Nice.
Bar.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No, it was great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay.
Come on, let it go.
Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
And so, how long have you been playing for? When was the first time you picked up a guitar? We had Johnny Marr on the show because he's seen his new book, Johnny Marr's Guitars.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that book?
Yeah.
It's one of the best books I've ever had.
Well, I've
ever
been talking about it. Yeah.
Have you got it? Yeah, got it at home. I love it.
Yeah.
I look at it every other day. It's stunning.
Do you play?
I can play a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can knock out a tune.
Yeah.
I can knock out, like, you know.
Do you play? Do you get up at your festival and have a song?
No, God, jeez, no, no, I'm not. I get up sometimes in the living room and play a bit.
Yeah, yeah, bathroom mirror.
So somebody gave me a beautiful, in fact, my friend Damien gave me a guitar, not you, another. So I sort of feel duty bound to play it or give it back to him.
You're great.
It's a stunning guitar. Yeah. It's got a great action. You know, when you just touch the strings and they do it all for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
But no, Johnny Marr was talking about the first time he ever heard there was an electric guitar in Manchester that he could see, because you didn't see him. You saw him on telly.
Yeah.
And then the only way you could see a band playing an electric guitar, if you couldn't afford to go to a gig, was try and get invited to a wedding where they might have a band, which back in the day was also a very rare occurrence. So first guitar in your life, guitar around your life, your first guitar, your most treasured guitar now, because you become a guitaraholic eventually, everybody
yeah.
does.
My first ever one was just great. I was 13 and it was the Fender Squire, you know, which they still make.
Wow.
So it's the startup Fender, cheap, but fantastic, and a small little just five watt Marshall amp,
yeah,
you know,
combo.
And that was my setup.
Best ever.
And probably my prized possession now is actually probably my acoustic. I've got a lovely 28 Martin Dreadnought, DR28 Martin Dreadnought,
which I've got. This is guitar nerding.
And it's the same guitar, not the very same guitar, but it's the same model that Dylan and Neil Young used. Oh,
where'd you get it from? Those.
I got it from shout out to Gruels in Nashville.
That's not bad, is it?
Which is, yeah.
Gruels? I've never been to Nashville.
Good place to go
to Nashville. Been to Nashville? Should we go to Nashville?
Yes, mm-hmm. Please.
Should we go to Gruels?
We've got to go to Gruels.
Gruels is a guitar shop in
Nashville?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Famous.
Because there's that guitar shop on Sunset, isn't there?
Yes, yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah, yeah. Just go in there and stare. Just go and stare.
Do they have things in glass cases with infrared beams going across them?
Exactly. Okay, I've commando crawled in there a couple of times.
All right, Damien Lewis. Listen, Damien Lewis is on the show now, and he's talking about the latest leg of his... It's an ongoing tour. It went so well last year. They're doing some more dates. He's played East Sussex over the weekend along with Southend. He's playing Watford on Wednesday at the Palace Theatre. DamienLewisMusic.com for tickets for that. Also for Oxford, Friday the 22nd, Stroud the Subrooms. We think it's sold out. Why do we only think it's sold out? It either is or isn't.
Oh, it is.
It's sold out. We no longer think it.
Is call me for guest list.
Stating it as a fact. Monday 25th, Pool Lighthouse.
That
very punchy. There are jokes about that. Wednesday 27th, Norwich, Epic Studios. I hope they're good, because they've called themselves Epic. Has anybody been?
No, actually I haven't.
Do they exist? Is somebody yanking his chain? Epic Studios.
The guy who's running Epic Studios, the same guy who's running Oxford.
Fair enough.
And they're two big gigs, the O2 Academy, so we want... Lots of people come along to those, please.
Right.
Norwich and Oxford.
Thursday 28th, Cambridge, the Junction. Love. You played some festivals last year. There was talk of you playing Carfest, and I said yes, and you said yes, and then it didn't happen. Don't know why. That's work in progress. Which festivals did you play last year?
Played Wilderness.
What kind of time did you have?
Played Wilderness, played Black Deer.
Black Deer's a great festival.
Yeah. We're going back to Black Deer this year on the main stage, which we're really excited about, because we were in the tent last year. We've been invited onto the main stage.
Tell us about your nerves. Tell us about the expectation. It's not really what you do for a living. You are good at it, but it's not what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Is it the most nervous you've been? Is third to the most nervous you've been? How does it land? Where do you meet the crowd? Do you meet them where they are? How do you wow and woo them?
Do you know what? You say it's not what I do for a living, but it kind of is what I do for a living now, because it's there's a sort of seriousness. I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying it, loving it.
It's not
spending
against the law.
A lot of time with brilliant musicians, playing music, writing music,
yes.
recording it.
Uh-huh.
Every stage of it is so much fun. But there's a seriousness of intent behind it, I guess, because, you know, if a job's worth doing, Chris, sorry to sound like dad, it's worth doing well.
No, but also they call you out as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. If it's no good,
you
just get humiliated. So there is a sort of seriousness about it. And loving... that seriousness, like, okay, look, we're gonna create and present some good music here for you guys. So asking, challenging people to come and be a fan, because you're right, it's a bit difficult thinking, why is Major Winters singing me a love song in Basingstoke?
Yeah, which lots of people dreamt of, but then it really happens. Is this what I actually dreamt of?
It's quite hard to get your head around, and I appreciate that.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Why is that man dressed up as Major Winters? Why has he appeared at my house at 2 a.m? To sing me a love song. No, it's... could your husband pay for it? No. There's still nothing more nerve-wracking. It is nerve-wracking being on a big stage in front of a big crowd holding a guitar, no question.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, having not played for a few months and then coming back and playing in Trading Boundaries, which I played on Friday, I got halfway through the first song. So very confident, got halfway through and then sort of looked down at, oh God, I'm playing a concert again. I'm playing a live concert in front of 200-300 people. And my fingers just went all wobbly.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, right.
Be here now.
Yeah, be here now. Go, oh God, where's D minor? Please don't forget.
Right.
And, you know, and so so that does happen momentarily. I will still say, though, there is nothing in the world more nerve-wracking than standing on a West End stage or at the National, RSC, wherever you are, opening a play. On a press night.
A big play.
That's just lots any play, just
all
a
the
press
words,
night. But
all
the words, through it, you know.
Right. The Gentleman, talking of acting.
Yeah, because you want me to watch it.
I want you to watch it because I know you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You've been in these mega series before. You've been in loads of them. I can't believe you've fitted all the stuff you've done into one life. Because a lot of the contracts you've had have been for, you know, multi-series. What's the longest series you've done?
Billions.
How many? Six, seven?
By far. Yeah, well, it was seven. I was in five and a bit.
Five and a bit. Okay. And then Homeland, and then Band of Brothers.
Homeland, Band of Brothers.
Life.
Life.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, what else? What am I? I feel like I'm missing things.
Right,
out
so The Gentleman is on now. It's on Netflix. It's number one on Netflix. We knew it would be. It dropped on Friday. It stars all the people.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. It's the Netflix franchise of... the movie, it's Guy Ritchie's creation. He's involved. He directs some of the episodes. He doesn't direct some of the episodes.
Yeah.
It is off the chain. And I can see you in the next series.
God, you love this show. No,
of course
this
I do.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean? I'm all in. I'm all
I
in.
Love your generosity as well. You're just like, you're dropping
names left, right,
and centre. Did you happen to send compliments when,
you
know, when they deserve it?
That's what it's
I love that. I love that.
But also, you could really get to somebody really not very nice at all for season two of this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
To say, do you know
I'm going to line it up.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he did ask me to do a job once and I said no, and I haven't heard back.
That's what Ray Winston said.
That's what happens.
Yeah, no, apparently that gets you in the next one. That was the
answer. Play hard to get.
That we, of course. That was the right answer. I said to Ray, how serious did it get?
Well, there was talk of fisticuffs at one point.
Properly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ray, of course, was one of the great Henry VIII. So I'm playing Henry VIII at the moment.
I know, we didn't talk to him about that. We should have done.
He's, yeah.
Yeah. Very impressive, isn't it? Also, Ben Shepherd was on the telly yesterday for the first time as the new permanent host along with Kat Dealey this morning, right?
Yeah.
You've played football with Ben lots of times.
Yeah.
When I've seen you play football, what's that?
Filthy player.
Is it?
Filthy.
Well, handy, filthy.
Filthy.
And strong
filthy.
On the
Ben,
ball?
Ben, filthy, you know it.
All right, okay.
He brings a touch of rugby to the football pitch.
All right. He and you often in those celeb games were the best players on the pitch. It's true. Stop it. It's true, right? How many times did you score in Soccer Aid?
That is the most unfair question because last time out, I missed a one-on-one sitter against the strongest man in the world.
I wouldn't have known that unless you just told me.
I scored a pen at Old Trafford in front of 70, 80,000 people.
Moment.
It was...
Right.
Okay, actually, what I said about being the most nervous ever in my life at a West End opening press night, taking a penalty at Old Trafford for England versus the rest of the world, that trumps it.
What were your thoughts as you placed the ball down, left or right, top bins, what?
What you're always told, pick a side, don't change your mind.
Which did you go for, left or right?
I'm always top right.
And
too high. So I'm always going for top bins, right-hand side.
Okay. Is that good? Good.
Yeah, it's dangerous because obviously
not margin for error. Not a lot of margin for error. You're right. I don't try to give the eyes or anything like that.
Well.
Yeah, no, I just
so you can't wrap your foot around it because you're going the other way.
No, I'm putting it top left if you're the keeper. So top left because the keeper's going to the left. That's where I like to put it.
Okay, and then obviously I've seen you play golf. I played golf with you on several occasions. You're very good.
We won the Ryder Cup together, didn't we?
We won it twice, not once, but twice. You know, I talk about it. And so you're really good at football. You're really good at rugby. You're really good at acting. You're really good at music.
Really good.
What else are you really good at? Let's have another thing that you're really good at. You're really good at being a dad. You're really good at being a dad.
I'm average at all those things, and I enjoy cooking, and I'm a good average cook.
All right. Anything else?
Enjoy that.
Any other sport? Tennis.
Bit of tennis. I like a bit of tennis.
Tennis.
Shooting.
Tennis.
I'm not big at
it. I don't get it.
I don't
get it at all. I don't not get that other people get it. I just don't get it myself.
I think it's
what's the point? It's unfair. It's really unfair.
It's unfair. is killing your problem, or is it the company that you keep, or is it standing in the rain for 2 days?
I find it a bit dull. I just find it boring.
Killing.
Yeah. Not only do the peasants not have guns, right, to shoot back, right, but they don't. If they did have guns, they don't have any hands or trigger fingers.
Yeah.
It's just not fair, you know. At least get the people shooting to wear mittens or something like that.
Yeah, fingerless.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I agree.
Damien Lewis, loving hearing Damien on the show. Stephen Martin in Kent, loving hearing Damien on the show this morning. And I can't wait to see him at Black Deer Festival again this year. Hope the rain stops or we'll need an umbrella. That suggests it rained last year.
No, I think what he means is it's been raining solidly for 48 days.
Okay, it's okay.
No, last year was beautiful and sunny.
You have a song about an umbrella anyway on the album.
I do bring an umbrella.
Who is the guy that hosts Black Deer Festival? Famous actor? Really famous actor.
I don't know.
Country and Western folk music fan.
Who hosts it?
Yeah, he hosts it. Really famous. Really famous guy.
Jason Isbell?
No.
Friend of mine? I know he doesn't do it. No. He's brilliant, by the way. If you like your music, go get into Jason Isbell. Saw him at the Union Chapel the other day. He's amazing.
Ebbs, nice name. EBBZ. He doesn't like that. It's great to hear Damien Lewis again. I added Hole in My Roof by Damien to my playlist just yesterday. It's a great track. Thank you and all the Breakfast team for bringing sunshine into my mornings, even when it's raining. That starts off about you and ends up about us. I quite like that text.
Yeah. working in town. I'm just here to help.
Right. What do you do for the rest of the day today, you?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I've got a lunch meeting, Chris, and and then I'll just be at home.
Is that about work?
Hey, it is, actually.
Hopefully. Yeah. All right, Damien, you're awesome. Thanks, man. I want to talk to you about everything all the time, but we never have time for everything, just some things.
When you want your favourite 80s songs to lift your mood, play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s. Virgin Radio. 80s Plus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.